Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, already in progress.
The Lord told us, we'll just go to Proverbs 2, start with verse 1. And we'll run right through Proverbs 2, 3, and 4 right quick. And we'll just see what those things say. There's some awesome promises in Proverbs 2 and 3 and 4. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that thou incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, let's see what happens. Verse 3 and 4. Yea, if you criest after knowledge and liftest up your voice for understanding, if you seeketh her as silver and searcheth for her as for hidden treasures. Now, how many of us do that? How many of us, when we read the Proverbs, are like we're diligently seeking God, mining silver and gold? Most people don't even read them, much less like they're digging for silver and gold. Verse 5 and 6. Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Let me tell you, when you figure out that God is the only one you got to please, there's nobody else you got to please on this earth. You please him, put him first, I guarantee he will bless everything you put your hands to. And he will do just exactly what he said. If you do what he says, he'll do everything he promised. You'll not age like you normal people will. You'll live a lot longer. You know, I mean, you'll be healthy. You won't be sick. You won't ever have to worry about money. He'll prosper you. You'll be successful. He promised it in his word. Then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And of course, out of his mouth is this word we're reading right here, 7 and 8. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints, 9 and 10. Then shall you understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yes, every good path, when wisdom enters into your heart and knowledge is pleasant unto your soul. Verse 11 and 12. Discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep you to deliver you from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leaves the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the forwardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they forward in their paths to deliver you from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words. That verse right there in verse 16, deliver you from the strange woman. This Proverbs has so much to say about that. As you read the Proverbs, any man in his right mind that would think about going out and having sex with a woman he's not married to, if he had ever read these scriptures, it would scare your socks off. I mean, as I read this as a young man, I think there ain't no way I'm going to go out and have sex with some woman I'm not married to, because it says it will lead me to the grave and to hell. And I wasn't taking no chances. There wasn't no woman in the world good enough to go to hell for, I'll tell you for sure. Verse 17 and 18, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. This is that woman. For her house inclineth unto death and her path unto the dead. See, right here it's written. You go out and start messing with this slut. You know, they might have said something bad to Rush about that, but he was telling the truth. She was a slut. She is a prostitute. And any man or woman that does this, you can have sluts or whores in both men and women. You know, it seems like they always counted on the woman. They never say anything about the man. But the man, he's the most rotten one. You know, most women don't pursue the man for sex. It's the man that pursues the woman. He's the culprit in every case. It says, and her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. Well, he's talking about hell there, the dead. 19 and 20. None that go into her return again. None. That's kind of scary, isn't it? Neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous. 21 and 22. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressor shall be rooted out of it. You know, we got a lot of young people today. We got a lot of old people today that need to hear these kind of scriptures, because they have no idea that it's taking them to the grave. And you have no idea the men and the women that come to me with every kind of venereal disease known to man. And they want to be healed. And some of them that I prayed for are not curable by the world. There is no doctor that can cure some of these diseases that I prayed for that I've seen God be merciful. In fact, I'm going to tell you one that's so unique. And I've told this a few times, but some of you may have never heard this. There was a woman that came in for prayer one day, and there was a woman of God that she was going to come to. And as she came to the woman for prayer, as she's walking toward the woman, the Lord spoke to this woman minister and told her, said, that woman that's approaching you is sick with a venereal disease because she has been unfaithful to her husband. And so she's just watching, and the Lord spoke again and says, the woman fantasizes when she's having sex with her own husband that she's having sex with a movie star. And so this woman heard the Lord tell her all these things. See, this is what happens when you're led by the Spirit. So the woman came up and said, I need to be prayed for. And the woman standing here said, and you've been unfaithful to your husband because you've been fantasizing about a movie star when you have sex with your own husband. She says, nobody knows that. Yeah. Nobody knows that. God does. He knows everything, doesn't he? You can't hide nothing from God. He reads your heart. You don't even have to open your mouth. He knows what you're thinking, even beyond what you can think. So she said, well, the Lord knows it because he told me, so now I know it. And she said, but he's a forgiving God. He will forgive you. If you'll ask him to forgive you and you'll change, he'll heal you. And so she asked the Lord to forgive her and promise him he would not do it again. And the woman prayed for her, and she was instantly healed. She was instantly healed. The Lord instantly healed her. Well, about maybe a year later, whatever it was, 6 months or a year, I think it's probably close to a year, this same woman came back to a healing school. And when she started to come forward, this same woman was up there praying for people again. And so that woman was going to come to this woman. And as she came to her, the Lord didn't say nothing, not a thing. But she came up and said, I need to be prayed for again. And the woman said, what for? And she said, well, the same disease I had when I was here before has come back. And of course, this woman says, you repented of that sin. Have you gone back to that? And she said, I can't help myself. And she said, yes, you can. You make a choice. God gave you the power as his daughter to make a choice. You have the power within you to think and enjoy your sexual relationship with your husband or to fantasize about a movie star. It's your choice, but you made the wrong choice. So now you're sick again. So she said, repent. And so the woman repented, and she prayed for her. And that's been 10 years ago. And, of course, I haven't seen either one of them in a long time. But the last time I saw this woman, she said that that woman had never been healed a second time. You know, can you imagine how God must be so upset with some of us when he tells us what to do and we keep doing the wrong thing, and then we come in and he heals us or does something miraculous like he did for this woman, and then she goes right back out and does it again. But is that the way people are? Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's all through the Scripture. You can read it all through the Scripture. You know, people do the same thing. You know, here's myself. I cannot grasp a man that comes to know Jesus and then walks in the power, prays for people, they get healed. They get delivered, see miracles, and then turn his back on God. But yet I know many men that have done that. Many. Quit going to church completely. I just stand in awe. I just don't understand. But those men always die prematurely. They always die prematurely. Wow. Now let's go to the next proverb, 3. My son, forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Now then, if the word of God brings length of days and long life, who in the world would not want to study God's word? What do we do to have long life? What do we do? Even as Christians, we're looking every kind of medication, every kind of drug that we can find that they promise will give us an increase in life. Is that right? You take this, it will make you do this. And really, it all costs you money. But the answer is in God's word. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the earth and it may go well with you. That's one of the requirements. But if people don't know that, Alan, they won't do it. They have to read it. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to you. Verse 3 and 4. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them upon the table of your heart. Mercy and truth. You need to be merciful to people and truthful to people. But some people, you know, they are not merciful and they won't tell you the truth. So shall you find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So if you have that mercy and truth, you're going to please God and you're going to please man. So if you please both of them, you're in good shape. 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. So there's a lot of things you'll do in life that don't make no sense at all. But if you're in God's word, the Holy Spirit will lead you and you will make the right decisions and go the right ways. And today when people get sick and afflicted, now if you have been here, it's just too late. But many people that get sick, especially with some kind of cancer, they go to the doctor and the first thing the doctors want to do is chemo and radiation. Let me tell you, please, I beg of you, don't never, under no conditions, never let a doctor give you chemo or radiation, because that is a known killer. If you're not dead now, you will be when they get through giving it to you. I was talking to a man the other day, him and his wife, she had cancer, and they came here after they'd been through all her cancer treatments and it still hadn't solved the problem. And of course she had unforgiveness, that was the problem. But when he told me they had had 6 chemo treatments, and I think they were like a month or 3 weeks apart or whatever they were, and those chemo treatments cost them $33,000 apiece. $33,000 for a chemo treatment. I thought, wow. And it didn't heal her. And they didn't give her money back. It's going to kill her. And you're paying, and you're a Christian with these promises, and you're trusting the medical world to heal you and paying your life's everything you've made all your life. You're paying it out to some doctors, and you've got God's word, and he ain't going to charge you nothing to heal you.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, More Afraid of Unforgiveness Than a Sack of Rattlesnakes, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.